Hey, we got a special guest today, man.
Go ahead,
tell the people where you're from.
From Georgia.
All right, say that again, my bad.
Juice Joint from Georgia.
All right, cool. How you feeling today? How you feeling?
Nervous,
you gotta relax. Close your eyes.
I'm good.
Take a deep breath and woosah. All right, man. So I'm gonna just hop right into it. Like, all right, what's your status? Are you single, married? Like what's your relationship status?
Single. I already don't.
You single? How long you been single?
A couple years. God.
Hey, we got a special guest today, and he go by the name of, shout out to social medias, let the people know where you from, man.
What it is, it's your boy, Bad Boy Loose, you know what I'm saying, on Big O. You can follow me on all other platforms at Loose is Tripping, that's LOSISTRIPPIN. And to be honest, today we were just talking about people self-healing, not really knowing themselves, you know what I'm saying? Coming to a conclusion about how to move forward in life, really. You know what I'm saying? I feel like nowadays our generations are stagnant, you know what I'm saying? And they stagnant only due to the fact that we got a bunch of kids trying to raise kids, you know what I mean? It's not... Age doesn't really affect anything. Age doesn't really mean anything. It's just time. You know what I mean? If you spend all your life going in the wrong direction, you know what I'm saying, without the proper guidance or without the proper person either grabbing your hand and showing you, like, this is the way that you're supposed to do it, and you're not really going to know. You know what I'm saying? So, long story short, how many people sit back and allow other people to judge how they react or give people the control over their reaction or the suggestion of their mind? All
right.
I thought it was going to be chill. Like, I don't want
to. My grandma raised me. She was cool. She tried to make it the best I could be. She tried to make it to where I could, you know, live my life how I wanted to live it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now, you feel me? Like, I've been to jail, you know what I'm saying? I have face tattoos, I have neck tattoos, I do all this shit, you feel me? So, I'm the black sheep of the family, which I'm fine with, because, like, I tell my mama to this day, you know what I'm saying? I just got this neck tattoo, and she told me she did not like it, but that's her opinion, you feel me? And I told her, she know how I am, she knows what I like, and you gotta love me. Oh man, I got a phone call. If you want to accept me for who I am, you're going to love me for who I am. You feel me? So, yeah, that's the type of shit I lived up on. My mom was never there for me. And that's why I really don't have a relationship with her.
Quiet the whole time. 3, 2, 1, go.
My TikTok is at Krista Pumipot, KRYSTA. PHOUMIPHAT.
All right, and say what's that one? That's for your TikTok, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm just doing a test run screen record right now.
Mike, all right, I'm just letting you know this is the test run.
All right.
Record. Mic check 1, 2. How you doing?
Pretty good. Just here hanging out.
What are you reading? What you over there reading?
IRS papers.
You said Irish
papers? IRS papers.
Oh, IRS. I thought you said
Hey, we got a special guest, man. We got a special guest today. And she go by the...